This is World Business Report from the BBC World Service. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. Coming up on the show, New Delhi's private liquor stores feel the heat of government restrictions.
It is very challenging for stakeholders in the alcohol business. Lots of them have had reason to take huge losses. This is a classic example of government intervention when it's not necessary.
All of that to come. Now, the Indian capital, New Delhi, is running short of places to buy wine and spirits. Liquor shops are closing thanks to new restrictions introduced by the local government on the licensing of private alcohol vendors. Rajiv Singhal is editor of Fine Wine and Champagne in India. He's been telling me more about all of this.
A change in policy from the government of Delhi. It has caused the shutdown of various liquor vents. And come September 1st, all liquor vents would have closed down to be replaced by government-owned ones. The Delhi government, which is the controller of alcohol trade in the state, because alcohol is a state subject under the federal system of governance, the Delhi government has had to reverse a policy they introduced in 2021, which was about privatization of the alcohol trade. And they've had to go back to an older policy, which is purported to announce the complete control of the alcohol trade by the government.
So there are all of these private liquor stores closing down, or a number of them. Does that create stresses for other businesses, restaurants, hotels?
Yes, absolutely it does, because the policy had been framed in a manner that the retail store was going to be the distribution point. So therefore, the entire hotel and restaurant and hospitality industry had become dependent on these stores for their supplies of alcohol. Fortunately, some of them claim that they're well-stocked for the next 2 weeks, which is when the new regime will kick in. And therefore, hopefully, a lot of Delhi won't have to suffer because alcohol's gone missing.
Are you in mourning, personally, for the loss of your alcohol business? The business, I guess, that you write about every day. I mean, is it an emotional thing for people in Delhi?
It is very challenging for stakeholders in the alcohol business. Lots of them have had reason to take huge losses. And this is a classic example of government intervention when it's not necessary. There was one bright spark in the history of the trade where the government had taken a back seat completely and totally removed itself from the alcohol trade. And guess what? It didn't last for more than for even a year. So I think the stakes are too high. People are unwilling to give up control for whatever reasons. There'll be multiple reasons that will be given, and that's what causes people in the state unwilling to give up control, and that's what causes all the losses.
That means there's fewer liquor stores in New Delhi. How are people
at the moment?
Yeah, how are people responding to that?
Delhi is a small territory, and it's surrounded by two states, two neighboring states, who've had consistent policy through this period. So people have responded by simply hopping across the border and buying what they need, because alcohol consumption shouldn't wait and can't wait.
The road between Gurgaon, which is in Haryana, and New Delhi, it's a busy road at the best of times. So's the road down to Uttar Pradesh and Noida. They're both very busy. Traffic is dreadful. It must be now packed with people running back and forth with bottles of wine, is it?
As souvenirs, you're absolutely right. Though they'll have to hide them to bring it in. But clearly, yes, there is unfortunate rise in this cross-border movement of alcohol, which has suddenly gone missing from the shelves of Delhi that people were buying from.
Are the police trying to stop people doing that?
I think we're more ingenious as Indians to worry about things like that. There is always a concern, but the love of alcohol sometimes takes over all of these problems.
Wine journalist, enthusiast, Rajiv Singhal speaking to me from New Delhi in India. Do drink responsibly, folks. That's it for this edition of World Business Report. There'll be more from the newsroom coming up in the next few moments. But from me and Ed Butler and the rest of the team, take care.